a Redditor may have come up with the most profitable dollar cost average strategy for Bitcoin, and a meme coin trader makes $8.9 million of profit in an hour, but was it legit? Good morning, you're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph, with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want to stay ahead of the curve in crypto, make sure you click that follow button. Okay, grab yourself a coffee, and let's get into it. Right, in today's episode, we're going to start, as we've been starting lately, with a Bitcoin rundown of the past 24 hours. Then we're going to look at a report that suggests there is an unpatchable flaw in Apple M-series chips that could give access to encrypted data. OKX terminates its services in India, and a meme coin trader makes $8.9 million of profit in an hour, which raises some insider trading allegations. Bitcoin has been holding steady in the past 24 hours, and the price is sitting almost exactly where it was this time last week. However, you could color this as a positive sign given the spike in outflows we've seen from Grayscale this week. Yesterday, unfortunately, was another day of meaty outflows from GBTC at nearly $359 million and total net outflows across all spot Bitcoin ETFs of $94 million. The GBTC outflows were primarily offset by BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, which after a few disappointing days saw a spike in inflows, just not enough to fully offset Grayscale. However, there is a pretty credible theory suggesting that the outflows are both not retail and perhaps coming to an end soon. Eric Balchunas wrote on X in response to the $359 million GBTC outflows, "What a pounding. Thought worst was over? Guess not. Who is leaving now that wasn't motivated to leave in the past 2 months?" Balchunas later replied to his own question with the following. "The more I think about it, the more likely the uptick in flows is related to the bankruptcies because of the size and consistency. The flows in February showed what retail outflows look like, smaller and random pattern. Also, any Gemini Genesis outflows likely buying BTC with cash, hence market holding up. Takeaway, the worst is probably close to being over. Once it is, only retail will be left and flows should look more like the Feb trickle." This theory is supported by a pseudonymous independent researcher called ErgoBTC on X, who suggested that around $1.1 billion of GBTC outflows in the past few weeks have come from the bankrupt crypto lender Genesis. ErgoBTC wrote, "Resulting activity volumes and timings of funds out of GBTC and into Genesis match pretty well. Simply, there just aren't that many 2,000 BTC transactions per day, so likely the GBTC outflows and Genesis inflows are related." Now, we've also seen some analysis on the recent dip in Bitcoin's price and the rebound, and it captured an interesting takeaway involving the SOPR. SOPR is the spent output profit ratio, and William Suberg explains it concisely, so I'm just going to quote him. SOPR measures the extent to which coins used in transactions move at profit or loss. Negative values indicate more loss-making transactions. Naturally, there are always going to be negative days, but Williams suggests that we may have seen some panic selling recently, with the 20th of March having not only a negative SOPR, but scoring higher than any negative day since October 2023. There may be constant talk of all-time highs and bull runs, but people are still skittish after that last crypto winter. However, if you want a better strategy than just panic selling, there was an interesting piece of analysis by a Redditor yesterday. The user SkogsRaw demonstrated a few different strategies for buying and selling Bitcoin. The benchmark was, of course, dollar cost averaging of $100 into Bitcoin every week from the 17th of March 2018 to the 9th of September 2023, and this gave a 124.8% return on investment. The second strategy was a tiered dollar cost averaging using the Crypto Fear and Greed Index. So you would buy $150 of Bitcoin each week during times of extreme fear, $100 if it's in fear, $75 if it's in neutral, $50 if it's in greed, and $25 if it's in extreme greed. This was an improvement on the ordinary dollar cost average strategy and gave a 140.1% ROI. However, it's the third strategy that made this post so interesting. Essentially, you take the same tiered dollar cost averaging steps of strategy 2, but for every week Bitcoin is in extreme greed, you sell 5% of your accumulated Bitcoin. This yielded a tidy 184.2% ROI. So there are a lot of considerations to bear in mind here. Skogsraw admits that they didn't cross-check everything, they didn't use a selection of different timeframes, and they didn't include network fees. Also, the time period they selected was kind of arbitrary, just trying to capture two bear markets and one bull market. Still, it's food for thought if you are dollar cost averaging into Bitcoin. A serious and unpatchable flaw in some M-series chips could have serious ramifications for crypto users. A report published yesterday by a group of researchers from multiple US universities identifies a side-channel exploit which hackers could use to obtain end-to-end encryption keys when Apple chips execute commonly used cryptographic protocols. Unlike usual vulnerabilities that can simply be patched, the issue is in the microarchitectural design of the silicon itself, which, to be fixed, would require third-party cryptographic software and could severely dent the machine's performance. So this sounds complicated, and it is, but the effect it could have on crypto users is pretty straightforward. For us crypto folk, the encryption keys are the linchpin of securing digital assets. If these keys are compromised, it could lead to unauthorized access of our crypto wallets and the potential loss of digital assets, as well as the extraction of secret keys. The fact that this exploit, dubbed the GoFetch exploit, can function seamlessly within the user environment and requires only standard user privileges, similar to those needed by regular applications, it raises major concerns about the security of cryptographic applications running on affected Apple devices. Yesterday saw another proverbial body thrown on the pile of casualties from a lack of regulations. There was a time where countries with no clear regulations on crypto were in vogue and cryptopians and crypto firms would flock to them. But that seems to be far from the case these days. Companies, in particular, now need clear regulations to function properly in any country, and the crypto exchange OKX has sent notice that it is exiting India for a lack of local regulations. Yesterday, OKX sent a notice to Indian users to ask them to close all positions, redeem their funds, and withdraw their balance. The notice added, "Please complete these steps by April the 30th, 2024, 12 a.m. UTC. After this date, we'll restrict your account. You'll still be able to withdraw funds, but other functions will become unavailable. Your funds will remain safe and available in your account until you withdraw them." So from the outside, it appeared that OKX had been trying to appease Indian authorities from the Financial Intelligence Unit, FIU, of the Indian Ministry of Finance after it issued compliance notices to 9 foreign crypto exchanges, including OKX. The FIU then requested the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology block the websites of the notified crypto exchanges within 2 weeks of the notice. After OKX was blocked, the exchange implemented a new rigorous Know Your Customer, or KYC, registration process, but that didn't seem to do the trick. India has become a difficult place to interact with crypto from within. There is no timeline on formal regulations, there is a whopping 30% tax on crypto income, there is no provision to offset losses, and 1% tax is deducted at the source on each transaction. That is not a system that wants to cultivate crypto firms and users. I'm going to end on some meme coin news again, not only because meme coins are in vogue and fascinating, but because in many ways, the meme coin market is a reflection of the crypto market at large, but condensed into a tiny time frame and with even more extreme swings. It feels to me that the meme coin frenzy has been somewhat self-perpetuating, with the ravenous crowds hunting for a new token, and when enough of them land on the same one, the fantasy becomes a reality. Or at least that's how it appears. One issue we've seen, however, is that because inordinate profits can be made, some shady stuff is happening. I spoke earlier in the week about the mud thrown at Binance after an anonymous whale bought $2 million worth of a meme coin just before it was listed on the exchange and thus made a fortune. Well, those insider trading allegations and rumors are rife across the board in the land of dog and cat tokens, or in this case, mushrooms, and this one is absurd. The on-chain analytics firm, Look On-Chain, spotted that one trader made $8.9 million of profits in 1 hour. To put that in perspective, that's the same as working for the US minimum wage for every hour of every day for 140 years, without tax. To be fair though, if it isn't insider trading, it was quite the risk. A wallet spent 6,000 SOL, Solana, to buy 292.16 million Shroom token in the same block where the token contract deployer added new liquidity. After just an hour, this wallet then sold the entire bag of Shroom for 57,112 SOL, worth $9.93 million at the time. So this person did put up $1.04 million worth of SOL to do this, but the trade is so clean, it looks dirty. Shroom was launched on the Radium Decentralized Exchange on the 20th of March and is simply a mushroom-themed meme coin with seemingly zero utility or intrinsic value. This Solana-based meme coin started generating interest after Trippy Labs announced a surprise Shroom airdrop in a March 20th X post that garnered over 250,000 views in 12 hours. However, the token's price has fallen 70% since launch. The ex-user Blockchain Maxi wrote, "It's called insider trading. You can never win with new memes, don't even try." Another ex-user, Bull.bnb, accused the trader of being the dev of the Shroom token. "I think it's time we send up the bat signal for ZackXBT to start deep diving this one." That is it for today, and that is another week down. Consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. You can also ping us your thoughts on X on @Cointelegraph and @RKBags. Okay, have a great weekend. Let's do this again Monday.